views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome to our Psychic Love Doctor show here on this fabulous Friday. We are doing Psychic Soup, which is a mishmash, hodgepodge, you name it. It's a heady brew of just about everything. And I want to welcome you too, Daryl, my loyal and intuitive co-host.
Slash Hubster.
Slash Hubster, you bet. Well, let's start off first, honey, on a bit of a serious note, shall we?
Sure.
Next Wednesday is Veterans Day, and as we are veterans and we know many others, perhaps you'd like to say a few words.
Sure. You know, one thing about being a veteran, and and those of you that aren't, don't take offense to this, but being a veteran, you never know what you've had to say. You know, people on the outside don't know what you've had to sacrifice, how many times you've almost lost your life for what you have to do for our country.
And things you've done that you can never speak of.
Things that we've done that you can never speak of. There's so many things, you know, and everybody says it's, you know, being a Navy wife's the toughest job in the Navy because they got to give up so much. You know, we're gone, we're here, we're gone. They got to take care of the kids, the house. But we give all that up too, plus some.
Plus some.
You know, we give up.
Military wives have their friends, their families,
right,
their children.
They're not sharing their bedroom with 90 other guys.
And a head,
which has three toilets and three showers for 90 people. It's not, you know, you have to
make allowances and
yes,
make adjustments constantly, and then there's going to be those. You think of it as a very dysfunctional family. Perhaps you have one of those. And if you do, then you can certainly relate,
yeah,
to that cousin, that uncle, that brother, that, you know, that sister,
yep,
who is always the misfit, always the one getting in trouble, except in this family, everybody else is either going to get in trouble or there may be lives lost.
Yeah.
For somebody, yeah, making a misguided or ridiculous decision.
And my last ship, there was 212 people on board. You basically had 212 family members that were as dysfunctional as you could get in some cases. Some cases where lifelong friends are made. But most of the time, it's like when you get a transfer, it's like, I'll get a hold of you as soon as I get to my next duty station. We'll hook up, we'll talk, write letters, whatever. Never hear from them.
Sure. Once they go to a new command, they adapt to that command.
And they make new friends and they move on.
And a lot of that, from my work in the past when I worked as a newspaper columnist covering military life, is I found that most feel that there's a pain attached to leaving those that you've been supposed to.
Right.
So they do tend to just drift away. But the memories are there forever. Let's also mention, Daryl, last night we saw our Army son graduate from the Army School of Music at
Joint Expeditionary Base of Little Creek, Fort Story.
And I have to admit, it was a three-tissue night for mother. You watch your child, the baby you've raised, who's up there wielding an instrument with such professional skill and with such poetic beauty, and yet you know your baby's leaving you. And if you've done a good job, that's what they do. They leave you. But while I was so proud, I do have to admit, I needed three tissues to get through the evening. So I personally want to extend to all of our military veterans, our active duty community, our families, their children, and to those of you who have lost your loved ones, whether it was during the war, or, you know, there are mishaps and accidents that happen all the time to military members. I want to extend my prayers and my honor to be part of your community. I'm very honored. And Daryl?
Same here. Very honored to serve with you. Very honored to share the same ground.
With that,
shall we move on to our show now?
I think we should.
All right.
So we're doing psychic soup this week. And that's always a unexpected surprise for us,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes,
it is. So we let the show basically lead us where it will. We might start out with a little bit that's in the news. For instance, the GOP race between Ben Carson and Donald Trump. Daryl?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? Before I tell you what the cards had to share.
My thoughts on it? I think Donald's going to get it, in my opinion, but it's going to be interesting at the same time. Because you have one who's going to do a lot of good things for the country, and then you have one that says he's going to do a lot of good things for the country, but I don't know if he can.
Well, I think the Trump, what would you call it, political incorrectness, I personally think it could be a breath of fresh air in terms of our country and where we're at right now. I mean,
right.
My God, the amount of, micromanagement that's going on, and everybody's got to be politically correct, and oh my gosh, we might offend a faction of our society.
Right.
That it's gotten so touchy-feely that isn't it a little bit time that we go the other way?
Oh yeah, it's time to bust some barriers, as we used to say, or bend some rules.
Well, and it was like many years ago when I was a newspaper columnist. Those of you that I interviewed and spoke with and was educated by in the military community would say to me, all we need is one good war.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a couple of them now.
Yes,
and
we
I
have.
Think they're all saying something a little different now. All we need is a little peace.
Yeah. A little peace, a little time to let us get our feet back under ourselves.
And I really think we get a Donald Trump in the office doesn't have to necessarily serve for two terms. One term just might be the kind of housekeeping
right.
that we need. Personally, I'm hanging loose yet.
Yeah, I haven't made up my mind exactly yet either, so kind of letting it go where it wants right now.
And as you're listening out there, people, please feel free to call in for a reading. For a reading, or if you have a comment.
Anyway,
our camera person Lisa is trying to
sign language
without the phone number. We'll have it here in a minute. But please call in if you have a comment, if you'd like a reading, if you'd like to suggest somebody that could be a newsmaker right now that you'd like to see us give an intuitive reading to. We're more than happy to do that. I'd like to mention also, Daryl, how big Scientology is in the news these days.
All right, phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Thank you, Lisa.
Please call us. We're covering readings on all subjects today. Regarding Scientology, we've gone dark. Regarding Scientology, Leah Remini and Katie Holmes seem to be front runners right now. And I did the reading on this, and I feel that these two are classified or characterized, I guess you could say, in the reading as spearheads for a huge exodus out of the Scientology faith that the cards are predicting is going to result from all of this. The date of them all being blind sheep.
Yeah. Following the herd.
and giving away their fortunes. And, you know, I've even read that Tom Cruise is leaving. So I do feel that what this church has reached a climatic point for itself.
Right.
And now it's in a bit of a downward spiral. So I hope they won't come looking for us for speaking against it.
Yeah, I think we can hold our own. So, what else we got this week besides the Donald Scientology? What about, say, oh God, I just had it and I lost it.
Uh-oh. Well, you better find it.
Yeah, it'll boomerang back here in a minute.
Well, how about just the general celebrity community in general? Yeah. What's happened? Where's all the glitz and the, you know, the excitement and the gossip?
Yeah, really.
You know what I think has happened? We've become overrun with reality stars.
Yeah.
And now, which are basically everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
That the regular upper echelon of celebrity seems awfully boring in comparison. But there's not much for scandals out there. There's not much for us to, you know, chase an ambulance after, you might say.
Right.
So, I feel sad because I have always enjoyed a good, juicy piece of
scandal. Gossip, scandal, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But even the Kardashians are a little on the quiet side these days. So,
of course, that happens when you spend $78,000 in Las Vegas.
Well, yes, and that poor fellow, I call him poor because I do feel a tremendous amount of compassion for Lamar for making such ridiculous mistakes with his health.
And his life.
Yeah, and it does seem that there is going to be some long-term.
All right, let's go to break here for a minute. We'll be right back.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live.
Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hey, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And my esteemed co-host, Daryl.
Yes. I just want to make a quick public service announcement. If you called last week and we gave you a free reading, which everybody called last week got a free reading, we had a bit of technical difficulties this week with computers again. Just hang on. We're about through them all, and we'll be in touch with you in the next day or two, and we'll get a hold of you. Also, anybody who calls today is getting also a free 30-minute reading, phone reading or email reading with Deborah or me, depending who you want. All right, let's go to our first caller,
okay,
Lisa.
Okay, great, Lisa. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Wow, you just sound like you're having so much fun.
We try to.
Well, I've called you in the past about a relationship question, and I was calling again because I'm dating this guy who was in the military, and he comes and goes a lot, and I haven't seen him now for 3 months. But we are supposed to meet up hopefully this month, and I was curious what you guys saw for me as far as us hopefully meeting up, and if this relationship has the strength to have a future to it.
Okay.
Oh, those are good questions.
Yeah, very good questions. Say he travels a lot, huh?
He travels quite a bit. I'm not really ever sure where he is. He's been gone 3 months this time.
Wow, that's a long trip.
There's quite a few of our military personnel that travel, and their trips and their whereabouts are kept rather classified. Can be a tough way to live, Lisa, you know, and I think for you having
yes.
been able to swing with this for 3 months is a good indication that I think she's got what it takes.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, well, I'm hanging in there so far.
Very interesting how she's wording her question.
Right.
Instead of asking out of, say, a place of insecurity, is he seeing somebody? Is he lying to me? No, she just wants to know the future of this relationship and, you know, will they be meeting up as I believe you've planned, right, Lisa? Because I am seeing a meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, there are plans here, and it looks to me like he wouldn't let God, devil, or beast keep him from that appointment.
Yeah, really.
See that?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, he's got passion on the mind.
Oh!
Big time, big time, big time. And you know, your cards tell me that you are in a position right now of on the threshold, I guess I should say, of great change, and there's much shifting in your life. All in very good ways. For instance, I see that this relationship is going to intensify definitely during this next upcoming visit. He has missed you very much.
Yes.
And what really is fundamental here is that you two have an incredible foundation of friendship. Yes, there's a tremendous amount of passion here. And the romance is, woo, like through the roof between them. But also the fact is they just like each other, too.
Yeah,
that means a lot. That goes a long way in terms of, you know, a strong, solid relationship. And I feel that somehow connected in all of this is an upcoming. Now, don't think this is real soon, because I feel like this is still out on the horizon for you. But I am seeing the potential for her to be selling her home and a move coming up that I feel is local, but it's going to give her new surroundings. There's nothing like that.
Right.
It's such a breath of fresh air for us. Changes you might want to be paying attention to concerning her work. Because I really feel Lisa is cut out for something bigger and better. And I think you know it too, Miss Lisa. So as far as this man, yes, there's tremendous potential for the two of you. And I feel that this visit is going to be a, I want to say an epiphany for both of you, where you are going to realize that what you both have considered to be lots of fun and somewhat casual, that there is actually an undercurrent of strong intensity.
Right.
And a yearning commitment.
Wow.
Well, let's go
I hope so. I have to let you know that I do take in what you tell me, and I do follow you on the radio and on your Facebook page, and I am definitely trying to manifest with my thoughts everything positive and wonderful that both of you have been telling me to create for myself. So it's so good to have you validate that, and you've been so very consistent in my readings, and it's great.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, this goes out to everybody. There's very little in our lives that we cannot make reality. I mean, like, Daryl, like, for instance, if you wanted to, trying to think of something that just might be a little beyond your reach. At
say, be happier at work?
Yeah. No, you could make that happen, but you know what I mean.
And I did.
For instance, when I was a kid, I always dreamed that I was going to be a skater in the Ice Capades. But, you know, I think that might be a little bit beyond what I'm capable of achieving at this point in my life.
At this point in your life,
at this point in my life. But I want to say that Lisa shows in her cards that she is really putting the law of attraction to work.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think that this, we're going to see great things happen in this relationship within the coming year. So Lisa,
good.
Stay in touch, and thank you so much. We love the chat.
Oh, you know I will. I absolutely will. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's great. I love that.
Yep, I do too. And it's good that she's manifesting the positive things.
Have you done this yourself?
Yes.
You've done a lot of manifesting, I suppose, with your health.
Yes, with my health issues, yes, I have. I've manifested the good health that I have now compared to what I had, you know, before, and I'm doing really good at it now. So it just works.
Oh, that's great. And I do a lot of it myself too. And I think it really begins when you get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, it does.
You know, if you're a person that has been, like traditionally a big fat grump in the morning, try to put your feet on the floor and just be glad that you're still there. You made it through the night.
Wake up every morning going, hey, I'm still breathing.
Yep.
I'm upright and ventilating. That's always
I love that. Yeah. Yep. Upright and ventilating. And then take it from there. You know, if you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth, at least you've got teeth to brush.
Yep.
And you're not laid up in some burn unit wrapped in bandages. And I mean, we could go all night with this. So I just want to say, though, that I feel that that's where true abundance begins.
Right.
Simplicity in terms of gratitude. Yep, yeah, it sure does. And that was, I loved her. I love when she calls in and checks in with us.
Yeah, I do too.
I do.
And our phone number to call us is 1-800-930-2819. We'll give you a reading on anything you want to hear about.
Or if you have a comment you just want to throw in for Psychic Soup. Fish heads, eye of newt, bring it up, bring it. We'll throw it in there too.
Little mushroom stew.
Sure. One thing that I find really intriguing. Now, let's see if I can say this without confusing everybody. When another woman will approach a woman and say, I have to tell you something. Your man has been hitting on me. Now, I have had this many times come to me in readings.
Yeah.
The thing is,
that we have.
Why do we women instantly believe her? Why? When we may have the most solidly faithful man, all of a sudden, we're going to probably go and confront him and be like, hey, you've been hitting on Susie Q?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, no, of course not. I'm with you.
But right.
See, right away, we allow somebody to start get that shovel and start undermining the
foundation
and the sanctity of what we share with somebody.
Yep.
But it amazes me, and I want to tell y'all something. If you have a situation like this, don't believe her or him. come and see what the cards have to say. Because I'm telling you, these things do not lie. And while they themselves don't hold any particular power, it's amazing what insight and brilliance they seem to contain. So I just want to pass that along, that I find it really intriguing. If anybody knows the secret to that.
Yeah, please tell us guys, because we'd sure like to know.
And speaking of you guys, there's another thing. Why is it if another man is like friendly with us, why do you guys get all shook or, you know, nervous? Yeah, tell us.
It's part of our makeup to protect our mate.
Or your property.
Or our property, or however you want to look at it, you know. It's part of being the alpha male in the pack, that the junior males in the pack have to heed to the alpha male.
Oh boy, he's bringing nature into this. And I suppose, in a sense, many of you are quite animalistic.
Yeah, we are.
By nature.
Well, just look at our own dogs at our house. You got Chip, who's, you know, he's a grandpa now, but
he's still
the alpha
master
male.
Of time, yes. Space, and dimension in that house.
And anything in the house and outside the house.
Yes, I see your point. But to us women, we think that you all should be able to have enough security and enough self-confidence that if we want to take a phone call from a male friend, is it because you suspect his intentions?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and men can't be our friends? Is it like in when Harry met Sally, when he said men are incapable of friendship with women?
Yes.
And
I'm going to tell you.
And he said, somehow it came up, what about the ugly ones? And he said, yeah, we pretty much want to nail them too.
Yeah. You got to remember, if you boil it down to the very essence of the male, our whole function in life is to procreate.
Okay, so shouldn't that mean that you'd be wanting to...
To make the population grow.
You'd want to be out there pollinating as many flowers as possible.
True. But when we find that one female that makes us complete, that's the one we want to be with.
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, I find it all interesting, the whole battle of the sexes and what makes everybody tick.
All right, let's take a break here.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll see y'all in a few minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our absolutely fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, honey, and my darling co-host, Daryl. Today is Psychic Soup, so you can call in with anything that's on your mind. We'll give a reading to, as we've received now a message via email, I am going to conduct the reading for this young lady who is sent the message that she's recently broken up with someone who's going through a divorce and he wasn't giving her what she needed. and she wants to know what's going to be the future here. Is there going to be a reconnection, or is, you know, there someone else coming for her? Well, first of all, I really think we need to stop looking at partners as, what would you call them? Like,
possessions?
Well, basically, yeah. Like something that's there just to keep us company and prevent us from being lonely, which is not necessarily the case with her. But I don't think that you can just swap somebody out and grab somebody new. So what that's why I am seeing here that I don't feel that she's going to jump into something new that would help her to get over these feelings, because I feel that she's a little bit heartbroken over this. The thing is, patience was really required for this relationship. And I don't necessarily feel it's over. I feel that there's a communication coming here, either through phone or letter, that is going to be an apology. I feel she'll get it from him, and there will be a new try in all of this. But in the meantime, I'm seeing her taking a fallback position with a previous lover, someone that I feel is still within the boundaries of her life. A man that there's a comfortableness there. There's a sense of a fantastic pleasure there with him. Hmm. Whether there'd be a future, it's still pretty much hard to say. But they do share quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. But am I saying that he's still attached to, or am I not saying that?
Well, I feel he's not fully free, that there is a divorce impending for him.
Okay.
But I really feel that will be her, like I said, a fallback position for her.
Right.
But in the meantime, this other relationship with the man from out of town is not over.
No.
The end hasn't been written there, but I really think she needs to exercise more compassion and patience.
This is a lot of patience.
Yeah, because this is not somebody who's just up and dumping a family. And I think this says a lot about his integrity as a human being. Would you want somebody that just trashes a family to come be with you? I mean, that sounds romantic.
Sounds romantic, but in all reality, it's really a weird thing to do.
I would think it speaks of shallowness.
Yeah.
And then I would worry, gee, am I going to be tossed into the trash too?
Yeah. I mean, you could be tossed aside just as easily as the first one.
So I think if I'm speaking to her right now on video here, I really think that if you just keep yourself busy right now, try to think of your feelings for him as really important for both of you, but to not try and push something. It has to come within its own time frame. And right now, there's a lot that he's coping with, and he needs time. I would say a good 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, at least.
And you can still remain good friends with him. You don't have to let this take on, affair status.
Right.
It can be simply...
friendship.
Yeah, good friendship, good supportive energy between the two of them. And when he is finally free of this marriage, then he can explore the future with you. So I send out to her, you know, hugs and happy thoughts that the future is going to really turn out to be wonderful for you.
Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Also, we just got a text from Paula in Virginia Beach. She has a lawsuit for asbestos. What will be the outcome?
Well, we have to be careful when we're doing readings that are of a legal or a medical nature. I can tell you about the atmosphere around it, but, you know, I can't necessarily, in a legal sense, give you the final outcome, how the court case is going to come to lie. But let's take a look.
That all depends on the lawyers and what all they get into.
And you know, when you go into court, it's a crapshoot which way things are going to go. You could have a completely sewed up case, and boom, the next thing you know, you're losing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're paying them instead of them paying you.
Okay, just give me a moment here to lay the cards out.
Okay. We can always give you a moment.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm just about there. Ooh, the silence is definitely...
Yeah.
Well, I wish that I could be a little bit more hopeful. I think there are a couple more ducks that need to be put in the row. I think she should double-check everything. I feel it could be her representation or how this lawsuit has been drawn up, that it needs to be gone over with a fine-tooth comb. There could be a loophole, tiny as it might be, like a little buttonhole, and that can be a problem. So I'm just saying right here, I realize that there's quite a bit of money at stake here, and this is not a light matter. This is something very serious. So just make sure that everything is as it should be in your paperwork, that you've got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And I feel that if you go this extra mile and if you have to change out your legal team, then that's what I would do. Because we want to make sure that this case is going to be basically a no-brainer for winning. I see variables, and that's why I'm suggesting this.
Right.
And you know yourself, Daryl, when we have done this, whether it's somebody facing a court proceeding or it's somebody that's taking the bar exam to become a lawyer, mm-hmm. that the cards will actually guide us in terms of where we're missing something. Had one young lady taking the bar exam in Florida. She asked me to do a reading for her. Was she going to definitely pass? I saw that she had studied all the wrong subjects. I told her, you need to go with family law and torts and misdemeanors. And I listed all this off, and lo and behold, that's exactly what it was on her bar exam. And she did then pass. So that's what I love about the personal prophecy method. This method enables us to perceive the path we're taking to the future and to improve it as we're taking each and every step. Then when we arrive at that future point, we've been able to improve the future before we even live it.
Yep.
So, good luck to Paula. Yeah. I feel that in the end, there's a very good chance that they will catch this, they'll find that little tiny loophole, and it will be properly addressed.
Okay.
And you know, when the other side, the opponent, basically, in the courtroom, mm-hmm. can be dirty pool players.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in this case, I see them as a bit of a corrupt little bunch who would like mm-hmm. nothing more than to discredit her in some way. So I think it's to her own benefit to check this out.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's strange to me as we come up with some of this stuff. And like you said, with medical cases and legal cases, we really have to watch what we're doing, because we can get into a bind of, you know, with it.
Well, isn't it insane, if you think about it, that we can't rely on these professions that are supposedly there to help and guide us and defend us, and yet some of them are either so feeble or they can be so underhanded.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think if a doctor makes a medical mistake with your mother's health, or they take the wrong limb off of your father or something like that, you would think there would be absolutely no conflict involved.
Right. So. Right. But there is. All right. We're still waiting for another caller. Number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go to a break here, so talk to y'all in a few minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know
how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This is Deborah Lee, and I'm sitting here with my intuitive co-host slash hubster, Daryl.
Thank you.
We have an interesting situation in front of us
here that we just
came in via email. A young lady writes that her aunt may offer her the grandfather's house. And she wants to know, will she get it or will the aunt do something underhanded in the process? Well, during break, I did lay out her cards.
Right.
And, you know, I realized that she would really like to have this opportunity to shift out of the neighborhood she's in for one that's better in the sense of more security, better for children. And the home seems primed to offer a lot of that. However, I don't feel that this aunt is reliable. I think she has some issues of her own pertaining to taking medication, and there could be times when she'll make a promise and doesn't live up to it. I mean, I just see a lot of inconsistencies here. I also feel that there will be inevitable family drama developing, and this young lady and her family, children and family will end up having to look for another place to live. I don't think she'll keep her word that she would rent this home for very little money. I think that she may rent it out for a short time, but I do feel she's going to put it up for sale. So I just want to put that out there. It's up to you on which way you want to go on this. But personally, I don't know. Family can be a little iffy sometimes.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with family, the small things are things that tear families apart.
And that's so true. Wow, you know, that the card in the deck, which characterizes family struggles and disagreements and petty arguments, is the Three of Diamonds. it's a card that in my mind represents like a tug of war.
Yeah.
Where you've both got a piece of the rope. And I can see this young lady holding onto one end of the rope, her aunt holding onto the other, and they're each in turn going to jerk that rope. When the winning move is like, oh, the rope.
Yep.
Think about it. What happens in a tug of war? The rope is tight. You let go of the rope. Uh-oh. Somebody's going right out, right on their backside. But it's the best move for you. So I wish I had a more uplifting reading to offer here.
Yeah, I know.
I just see, though, that there's a new man coming into her life. I don't think that living arrangements will be too awfully much of a concern once this romance gets off the ground.
Whoa.
So, darling, be prepared. You're about to have your socks knocked off. Holiday time is a wonderful time of the year for new relationships to form.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
There's a joyousness in the air. There's a sentimentality in the air. And there's lots of parties. People are eating, drinking, making merry. Oh, it's such a fun time, don't you think, Gerald? And you know, when you mix and mingle with different people, it's amazing how one will just kind of drift out of the bunch, and the next thing you know, you're off in a corner talking.
Yeah.
And going out for Christmas coffee together. So I really think that she should look ahead. And through this new relationship that's just beginning, well, not it hasn't even yet, but it will. Through this new relationship, I feel there will be a new home coming in the end.
Good, good.
Yeah, I think that's the upshot in her reading.
Right. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome for her. Because I'd see in her cards, her neighborhood's not in currently.
Yes, very true.
Yeah, it isn't really a super neighborhood.
Just because a house may be a steal or the rent might be just perfect doesn't necessarily mean that living there is going to be all peachy either.
Yeah, very true. Very true. So, we're still waiting for calls. We got time for one more.
Yep, please call us.
Yeah, number's 1-800-930-2819.
Well, Daryl, do you have any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
Oh, we have a caller. We have Evie from Virginia Beach. Welcome, Evie.
Hi there, Evie.
Oh, hello, hello. How are you?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
I'm actually calling because I work for myself, and my client base has been quite low, and work has been very slow for me. So I was calling to see if you thought perhaps that my business and my income could maybe pick up a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful question for us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the cards will have to offer in the way of insight and guidance on that.
Yes. Now, do I detect a bit of a British accent there?
Yeah. Actually, I grew up in Malta. I've been here about 6 years now.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to Malta when I was in the Navy. It's a very beautiful place to go.
It's beautiful, yes.
Yes. It's
had a lot of fun. Many people know of it.
Hey, yes. One of the hidden treasures of the Mediterranean.
Oh. You both are making
Absolutely.
Me wish I could go.
Yeah. Yes. Take a holiday.
Yes.
Oh, that would be lovely.
That would be fabulous.
It would. Well, for you, Evie, I want to tell you that I am seeing that if you ride out the next couple of months, 2016 is going to prove to be your year. It's a year that's ushering in a whole new group of clients for you. Plus, I feel that you're mixing and mingling a bit more amongst she's networking.
Right.
And I do feel that you're in this coming year, you're going to have more than you can handle in the way of business. Although now I do want to mention that I am seeing that toward the latter part of next year, there's going to be a complete shift in terms of her work.
Okay.
I feel that she is extremely creative. You have an abundance of talents, my dear, and I see you moving from the career field she's in now toward the entertainment field.
Ooh.
In a behind-the-scenes type of capacity.
Okay.
She's going to be getting noticed for the advertising efforts that she does. This woman puts out beautiful ads that I'm seeing here in her cards. And in within the community where she is working, I feel that she'll be led and guided into an entirely new career. And it's going to be outstanding for you. It's something you dreamed of, Evie, many years ago. That just never
exciting.
Yes. Well, it never quite came. See, now I'm picking up the accent. Never quite came to fruition for you. But watch and see what the new year is going to hold. That's the thing. We all have abundance waiting for us as we wind up this year and we turn ourselves to
I'll definitely keep those fingers crossed looking for that abundance then.
You keep in touch with us and let us know how it works out.
Yes, please do, won't you?
Certainly I will. Thank you so much then.
Thanks so much for calling, Evie.
You have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, you saw how dynamic those cards were? We're getting short here, aren't we?
Yes, we're now within our last couple minutes here.
Okay,
so
then I think we'll
have
to
start our little wrap-up here.
Okay. First of all, please, if you don't have it yet, please get the Psychic Love Doctor app if you have an iPhone or an Android telephone. It's available in your app store.
You got it right this time.
Also, there is an app button on the Facebook page for the Psychic Love Doctor show. So please come join us and you'll be right in the mix of things as we go from week to week. There will be announcements. So there's going to be upcoming holiday contests. We'd love to have you participate with us on Facebook.
Yes, we would.
We also teach classes here at the Healing Fountain. I also give personal coaching sessions and readings here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. Please give a call at 757-779-7592.
Right. And we've had a great show this week. It's been a lot of fun.
Really enjoyed it.
Yes, we've had a blast with it. And to all our veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. And we'll see y'all next week.
Take care.
Take care.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.